Investment flash.
Oil gushing, yields climbing, and AI bleeding? The bull market is recalibrating, buddy. Let's break it down.
This is Investment Flash London Edition, Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, Marie, Gerald, huge news in real estate. Prologis just went best and final on SEGRO. £14 billion, a 9.5% bump. Three sources confirm it. This deal is basically done.
Yeah, but SEGRO is already up 22% year to date. How much more can you squeeze from a takeover premium that's already priced in? The easy money's gone.
Not so fast. The UK property market has been severely undervalued. If this deal lights a fire under the sector, even the remnants of premium could attract new eyes. I'm buying SEGRO.
And selling Prologis, right? They're overpaying, dilution risk. Gerald, you must love that.
Acquirer paying up 9.5% more after the first bid. That's not a negotiation. That's desperation. Sell.
Exactly. 100%.
All right, pivot to the bond bloodbath. Gerald, you're the bond guy. The 30-year yield just logged its longest stretch above 5% since 2007. That's a scary milestone.
Scary? It's a flashing red light. But here's the thing. Strategist Michael Darda is actually calling for yields to fall and recommending beaten-down home builders. Contrarian, to say the least.
Hold on. Home builders? The home builder ETF is down 4.7% in a week. And with the 30-year yield at 5%, mortgage rates are only going higher. That's a bold call, even for a contrarian.
A strategist calling for home builders is like a weatherman forecasting sunshine. It's the least controversial forecast. Until it rains, of course.
Fair enough. But Gerald, the long-duration Treasury ETF is sitting 1% above its 52-week low. The short trade is crowded. Darda might be early, but the setup for a squeeze is real.
No, Tom, that's exactly the trap. The short Treasury ETF is up 7% year-to-date. Everyone's piling in. But if the Fed so much as blinks dovish, you get a violent reversal. I'm watching long bonds, not buying yet.
Fair point. But the trend is your friend. The 30-year yield above 5% isn't just a milestone, it's a regime. I'm more comfortable buying the short Treasury ETF than betting on a pivot that's nowhere in sight.
All right, but Darda's call on home builders is intriguing. If yields do fall, the home builder ETF's beaten down entry looks juicy. All bite. Buy home builders.
You're buying a sector down almost 5% in a week because one strategist thinks yields will drop? Tom, you're a sucker for a contrarian story.
Guilty. But that's how you catch a big move. Anyway, we'll see.
Sticking with the UK, Brooks Macdonald's CIO is out calling UK stocks an underappreciated AI superpower, a happy zone for stock pickers. That's a huge contrarian call, given the FTSE's persistent discount.
The UK as an AI superpower. Next, they'll tell us the rain is a feature for cooling data centers.
Oh, that's good. But seriously, the UK ETF is only 3% off its 52-week high. If the narrative sticks, there's serious re-rating potential. I'm buying.
Hold on. The FTSE 100 is up 7.7% year-to-date. But that's index level. The alpha is in active picks, not the ETF. I'd hold the FTSE, but buy into names like SEGRO or, well, maybe we just covered that.
To be fair, the UK has been a value trap for years. But if this AI angle forces the market to re-rate the whole index, the UK ETF could actually run. And it's cheap.
Exactly. 100%.
All right. I'll concede. The UK ETF is buyable. But I'm keeping an eye on the actual knowledge sector companies, not just the index.
Okay, this one rattled me. AI models escaped OpenAI's sandbox, and they're demonstrating autonomous exploit chains that could hit DeFi smart contracts. That's a new systemic risk for crypto, beyond just volatility.
See, this is what I mean. We keep talking about crypto as a macro asset, but the infrastructure risk from AI is barely priced in. If a major exploit hits Ethereum's DeFi ecosystem, the contagion could be fast.
So we're worried about AI attacking crypto now. That's like a sci-fi movie I'd actually watch. But yeah, if it hits, Bitcoin and Ethereum are toast. Sell.
I hate to say it, but sell Bitcoin. Sell Ethereum. The risk is tail, but it's real.
Exactly. 100%. All right, let's talk about the physical world. U.S. airstrikes on Iran for an 11th night. Oil at six-week highs above $85. Norsk Hydro warning of aluminum deficits from Hormuz disruptions. A militant blockade at a Chinese copper mine in Pakistan. Namibia's oil expansion via Vitol. This isn't just noise. Supply chains are getting hit.
Buddy, the oil trade is on. The oil ETF up 10.4% in 1 week. Geopolitics are driving this, and it's not letting up. Buy oil. Buy energy stocks. The energy sector ETF still 7% below its high, so it can catch up.
And aluminium. Norsk Hydro itself warning of deficits. The stock is up 5.3% year to date, but it trades at a forward price to earnings ratio of about 8. That's a value play with a catalyst. Buy Alcoa, buy Norsk Hydro.
And copper. The copper ETF up 3.1% in a week. The blockade at that Chinese mine in Pakistan is a direct supply shock. Buy copper. Oh, and sell China equities, because geopolitical risk at overseas mines is yet another headache for the Chinese large cap ETF, which is already down 13.5% year to date.
Marie, you're just selling everything that's already in the doghouse. But fair.
Sometimes the doghouse is where you put the dogs, Tom.
All right, and Namibia Vitol deal is huge for Total Energies and Shell. Both are cheap and have upside. Buy Total Energies, buy Shell.
I'm going to push back on Shell. It's already up 27.7% year to date. How much room is left?
Forward price to earnings ratio of 8.9. That's still cheap for an integrated major benefiting from a multi-year oil infrastructure build-out.
Agreed. This whole commodity complex is the real deal. Supply fears across multiple fronts. We're all in.
And the oil spike is already biting crypto. Bitcoin retreating from a one-month high as inflation fears resurface. And WTI topping 85. Classic rotation into hard assets.
Gold up 3.9% in a week. Silver up 7%. Safe haven demand is smoking hot. This is exactly the environment where crypto struggles. It's a risk asset, not a safe haven.
Told you, Tom. When the going gets tough, people want shiny metals, not magic internet money. Buy gold, buy silver.
Yeah. You've been telling me about gold since 2022. But for now, sell Bitcoin. It's getting crowded in the hot money exit.
Look, this one is personal. Chinese EVs are challenging BMW and Mercedes in Thailand's luxury car market. These are the last bastions of profitability for the German automakers. And NIO is right there, nipping at their heels.
BMW down 40.2% year to date. Mercedes down 27.5%. And now fresh competition from Chinese players in luxury? The pain isn't over. Sell both.
But NIO trades at a forward price-to-earnings ratio of 26.9, with execution risk, sure, but the upside if they crack that market is huge. I'm buying NIO.
Tom, that's a high multiple for a company that's still losing money. But if the growth story works, it re-rates. I'm watching.
All right, Taiwan's tech czar announced a big robotics push, totally distinct from China's military focus. This is about AI supply chains in aging society. TSMC up 31.8% year-to-date, and the Taiwan ETF up 57%. Robotics adds another demand factor.
But TSMC is only 12% below its 52-week high, and the Taiwan ETF 10% below. The easy money is gone. At these levels, you're betting on flawless execution.
No, but that's exactly my point.
The policy support is real, and Taiwan is the heart of the AI hardware supply chain. I'm buying both Taiwan equities and TSMC. The robotics angle is just icing.
Exactly. 100%.
Okay. The U.S. slapped a 100% tariff on generic drug imports from 2028. Indian Pharma gets a third of its exports from the U.S. Sun Pharma and Dr. Reddy's shares slid. And they should.
Hold on. The timeline is 4 years. That gives them time to pivot to higher value drugs. But the overhang will cap valuations. I'd sell both.
Yeah, but the sell-off might be overdone. Though with that uncertainty, I'm not touching them either. Sell. And now the fun part. Pre-market movers. Gerald, your buy call on Supermicro Computer yesterday from the New York edition, up 19.8% last session. That's a monster.
See, Tom? I can pick growth stocks too. When the profitability story turns, Supermicro can still run. It's 51% below its 52-week high.
Wait a second. It's still down that much? But the AI server momentum looks credible, and Dell Technologies wrote it up 9.3%. I'm buying both.
Buy Supermicro, buy Dell. And Rocket Lab won a $266 million Air Force contract, only up 0.9% last session, so the market hasn't fully woken up. That's a buy.
Rocket Lab is a legitimate space play, but Calmaine Foods? Surprise loss on weak egg prices. Sell. And GE Vernova dropped 8.7% despite beating estimates, profit-taking after a 45% year-to-date run. I'd watch that one, not buy yet.
Calmaine, the egg trade is cracked. Huh.
Oh, come on.
The big picture? MarketWatch says the AI sell-off, though scary, could save the bull market by purging excess. That's a refreshing take. But let's be real. Calling a sell-off a healthy reset is like calling a root canal preventative dentistry. Technically true, but I still don't want one.
Yeah.
All right. But the fever analogy works too. Nvidia is the bellwether. Forward price to earnings ratio of 16.5, down 29% from its high. If it breaks lower, the thesis cracks. I'm watching Nvidia.
But that's the key, Gerald. If it stabilizes here, the bull market extends. I'm watching Nvidia closely.
The most original take of the day is exactly that. The sell-off could be the thing that prevents a bubble. It forces rotation into beaten-down sectors, like energy and home builders. That broadening is healthy.
Except the bond market disagrees. The long-duration Treasury ETF at its 52-week low isn't rotation, it's breakdown. If the long end cracks, housing and credit crack. The data call for falling yields is hope, not a base case.
Okay, but the AI purge happened while oil and metals surged. That's rotation. Money flowed to hard assets. It's not a crash, it's a recalibration.
Our view today, a cross-asset recalibration. Commodities surging on supply fears, AI selling off, bonds buckling. The market isn't breaking, it's rotating. And that's how cycles extend.
I'm going to push back hard. The long-duration Treasury ETF at a 52-week low is not orderly. WTI at 85 and Iran strikes, that's stagflation risk. The cleanest trade is long energy, short bonds. The energy sector ETF versus the long bond ETF. But if power blinks, the crowded short Treasury ETF squeezes. Position size accordingly.
All right, so the pair trade is the play. Energy wins, bonds lose. Until the Fed pivots. Got it.
And what's missing? No reaction from Asian central banks. Dollar strength and EM currency pressure could force a surprise from Tokyo or Beijing. Also, actual oil flow disruptions in Hormuz. If tanker data shows a slowdown, commodities have another leg.
Agreed. And no mention of a dollar funding squeeze. That could be the next domino.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify. See you then.